Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
William Wallach is here. William is a U.S. Marine. Served from 2003 to 2011. Is with us for a few minutes this morning. Should I call you by your rank or should I call you William?
William's like? Fine.
Now that you're in service.
I put the rank away many years ago.
But you are a Marine, and you are a Marine.
Absolutely.
And you always, once and always, that's the way it works.
That's right.
And I won't go, oorah. I'm not going to do that. That's your gig.
Yeah.
Well, don't you get a little hacked off when people are playing, hey, oorah.
I got the Marine Corps emblem on my the back of my car. I get it every once in a while.
Do you really?
I love it.
But let me tell you what William's doing now, though. First of all, give us a little bit of your military career. You were 2003, 2011. Which would tell me you're in Afghanistan, maybe you're in Iraq. Where were you?
So I did go to Iraq. I never went to Afghanistan.
Okay.
A few different deployments. One of them was on ship for 6 months doing training around the world, and then also we spent a lot of time in Kuwait. But I did go to Iraq, and I loved every minute of my Marine Corps experience.
Did you really?
Fantastic time. Worked with the best people I could have possibly imagined, and I love still working with Marines and veterans today.
And that's what we're going to get into here for just a few minutes. I mean, in a way, it sounds kind of, well, we do ads, as you've heard them. I've done them a million times, for companions and homemakers. And one of the things that you do, and one of the things we hear, is that particularly if you're a military guy, or gal for that matter, but let's say a guy, you, in fact, there may be a bond between somebody who can understand where you've been and you are, right? Exactly.
Oh, that I think that's absolutely true. And a lot of times when people think of veterans, they think of combat experience. But I also feel boot camp experience or different trainings that you go through, those are almost as relatable as any deployment because sometimes you can be in real miserable training situations and very few people who work an office job can relate to
– the crucible?
That's a good example, right? So not many people – in an office can relate to 54 hours of drill instructors yelling and getting you through an obstacle course.
Where did you do basic, at 29 Palms, or did you at
So I did Officer Candidate School, so I was an officer. I went through in Quantico, Virginia.
Okay. Well, we need to take a break here, and we'll come back. Let's talk specifically about what you do.
Great.
And, the fact is, to me, we'll get into this in a minute. And with us for a few minutes more is William Wallach, a U.S. Marine, served from 2003 to 2011, and he's now a volunteer for a Masonicare Home Hospice. So, first of all, William, and I was going to ask you this before. I mean, you're basically, if you're doing hospice, these are people who are more than likely to die, correct?
Well, yeah, it's
It's a done deal.
Yeah, they've reached the end stage of whatever disease state they're in.
So your role, and guys, we're just talking, if you want to get involved with this, you certainly can. Masonicare is looking for all kinds of people to do this kind of thing. You have a training program that helps you deal with it and helps the person that you're helping, ministering to, so to speak, deal with it as well, right?
Right. The way I got involved in Masonicare was I did a basic search for volunteers needed in the area, the state that I'm in, and Masonicare was one of the top returns. So I went on their website, got in touch with the volunteer coordinator, and subsequently had a whole week of about 20 hours worth of volunteer training with another group of volunteers going through the training with me.
William, what did they teach you?
It's a lot of information about the different diseases that hospice works with in the patients, and kind of what to expect from
like the stages,
the experiences that volunteers do. So anything from just basic talking, listening to music with a patient, engaging them on different, things throughout their life, things throughout their history, and finding out about them. It's more of a casual friendship, kind of conversational relationship. Don't need to deal with medical stuff at all. But the training that they offer, they show videos and clips of stuff and of other volunteers working with patients, and it gives a good experience or a good idea of what to expect in dealing with or working with patients.
Right. One of the things we want to stress here, and we've talked about this with Masonicare people before, is that, for example, if you're a veteran, And, you know, you've had a common experience, even if you weren't in combat. You still have a common experience of being in the military, going through basic and all that. And so maybe in a sense, that's very comforting for the person who's the patient.
Right. My first patient that I worked with, he had gone through a boot camp in Bainbridge, Maryland that doesn't even exist anymore. So I went on the internet and downloaded a bunch of pictures and brought them into my computer, and we looked through them, and he was able to identify the barracks he lived in and related to a lot of the pictures, brought a lot of memories back for him that maybe he hadn't been thinking about for a while. And then we talked about his overall Navy experience and boot camp experience, and the conversations lasted over several weeks, and it was really kind of a cool experience for both of us.
How much time do you develop or devote to a patient?
So every patient's a little different. The Masonicare asks for an hour a week, which is completely reasonable for me. My time schedule, I can do whenever I'd like in the morning, afternoon, even in the evening or weekends, and they are very flexible. If I let the coordinator know I can't go this week, the coordinator just very quickly responds and lets me know, hey, you know, you're on your schedule. Anything you can do to help is appreciated.
It's called the Vet-to-Vet program, by the way, if you would like to sign up. And it is. It's just, you know, just being there. You know, if you're in that situation, you've got to be sitting there feeling pretty alienated, pretty alone, pretty lost. And, you know, it's nice to have somebody to look forward to seeing.
Yeah, I get that impression that the hour that we spend together, or I spend with the veteran patients, they not only enjoy that hour, but as I'm leaving and say, hey, I'll be back next Tuesday.
You better.
They expect it. And when I'm walking in the door, it's as if they know it's Tuesday at 10:30 again, and they're looking forward to the conversation or no conversation, just listening to music or whatever.
Hey, William, at one time or another, I mean, are you doing other patients, or are you pretty much committed to one?
So I've been doing one particular patient at a time, and that's really met the need of Masonicare in the Newtown area.
Mm-hmm.
There hasn't been a massive amount of veterans to see more than one at one time, but if I was asked to, I'd be able to accommodate that. But yeah, the coordinator also understands my schedule.
Yes.
And tries to accommodate how I am able to commit that hour a week and doesn't put extra burdens on me just for the sake of Masonicare's needs are.
Well, you know, and this is an important thing, is that, you know, it's a nice way for you, if you're a veteran, to give back to other veterans, because you are a brotherhood.
Absolutely.
I mean, no matter what branch of the service.
Right.
You guys know what it's all about. You've been there.
Right. That one of the, you know, the Marine Corps principles are honor, courage, and commitment. Beyond leaving active service, commitment is something that I carry.
Okay.
And commitment to my Marines and my fellow veterans.
William, very quickly, just because I've got a break here, how do we get in touch with Masonicare?
So, like I said, Masonicare.org is the primary way, and they have a volunteer section where you can gain a lot of information.
Okay. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thanks for being on.
My pleasure.
Good luck.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.